Hello and welcome to the Toras Imecha Nafiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph 51. You know, sometimes it's the shattered pieces of our hearts that bring us to a sense of wholeness. We accompany David HaMelech on his journey of Teshuvah in this Perek. We typically translate Teshuvah as repentance, but it is more accurately translated as return. Return to Hashem and return to oneself. Teshuvah is possible and a godly person is able to grow from his mistakes. David HaMelech leaves us with lessons of Teshuvah as a result of his missteps with Bathsheba and Uriah, her husband. L'menatzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, Bevoei Lav Nasan HaNavi, Ka'asher Ba El Bathsheba. We are told of the circumstances surrounding the inspiration for this Mizmor. We are told exactly when and why David composed it, Bevoei Lav Nasan HaNavi. He composes this song after Nasan came to inform him of the sin that he did with Bathsheba. In Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayishlach Hashem es Nasan el David, Vayavo elav. Hashem sends Nasan the Navi to David, and he comes to him, Vayavo elav. Hence the words in our Perek, Bevo elav, Nasan hanavi. If you recall in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, 12, Nasan relates a story that is designed to elicit a reaction or a judicial decision from David, a story that is a mashal about David himself, which David does not realize, a rich man who had lots of sheep, but stole one sheep that the poor man had. David was incensed at the insensitivity of the wealthy man and declared that he was deserving of death for his lack of compassion. After which Nasan declares, "You are the man, Atah Ha'ish." David had taken Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, for himself. Technically, his actions were not as severe as the Navi portrays it, according to Chazal. Uriah had given his wife a divorce before going out to war. In addition, David understood that Bathsheba was supposed to be his wife. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Bathsheba indeed was destined for David. Ru'uya hayasala David Bathsheba bas aliyam ela she'achala paga. So David was correct that she was supposed to be his wife and bring about the Davidic line as well as the Messianic line. But, says the Gemara, David took her before the designated time. The optics were very bad, particularly for the king of Israel, who should be a role model for Klal Yisrael. This is a very complicated topic that we cannot delve into, but it may be worthwhile to review the story in Shmuel Beis, Prakim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis 11 and 12. There happen to be three cycles worth on these two Prakim on the Toras Imecha Nachyomi platform. So I urge you, if you want more detail, to please go back and listen to those recordings. In any case, we have a tremendous amount of explanation from Chazal about how David ended up where he did. However, David himself has no explanation when he realizes that Nasan is referring to him, and the only response that he has is an unwavering Chatasi LaHashem, I sinned to God. And this is what moved him to sing L'menatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, the song that is the expansion of the words Chatasi LaHashem. What lies underneath those words? He reveals his deep regret and his desire to reestablish a relationship with Hashem. And he leaves us this gift of this song of Teshuvah for future generations to gain strength. David HaMelech is our Shaliach Tzibor. And he is a model of a Baal Teshuva. The Gemara in Moed Katan describes David as Shehikim Ula Shel Teshuva. He established the yoke of Teshuva and is a model for us due to his immediate admission of guilt with no excuses. This parak has the distinction of being referred to as the Song of Teshuvah. The Parak of Teshuvah by Rabbi Yonah in Sha'arei Teshuvah, the work that spells out the process of repentance. Teshuvah, of course, touches on the total paradigm shift in the sinner's mindset. There are a number of components that are necessary to make the Teshuvah process complete. Aziva sachet, distancing oneself from sin. Charata, regret at having sinned. Vidoy, admission of guilt. And Kabbalah al ha'asid, acceptance to improve in the future. And as we learn the perek, see if you can tease out which words may relate to each one of these aspects of Teshuvah. Take note of how many words describing the purification process are used in Psukim Gimel and Dalid 3 and 4 alone. Chaneini Elokim kechastecha, kerov rachamecha mechei pisha'ai, herev kapseini ma'avoni, umichatasi tahareini. David begs for Hashem to help him cleanse and purify him from his sin. So we have Meche, erase, Kapseni, cleanse, Tahareni, purify me. There are also three types of sins that are mentioned here. Pesha, Avon, Chet. Think of the Yom Kippur davening, where we repeat the words that the Kohen Gadol would say, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati. We can see how Rabbeinu Yonah says that this is the Perek of Teshuvah. Notice how David does not attempt to forge this path on his own. He begs Hashem to help him on his journey of repentance. Chaneni, give me a matnas chinam, a gift for which I am not deserving. He doesn't ask that his punishment be lessened. He just wants his slate to be clean. He feels sullied and he's desperately trying to clean himself up. Why does he need cleansing? Because in 5 and 6, Hey and Vav, Kipisha'ai ani eda v'chatasi negdi tamid, I recognize my transgressions, and I am constantly conscious of my sins. L'cha levadcha chatasi, v'harab einecha asisi, l'mantit stak bidavrecha tizke b'shavtecha. David verbally admits his guilt. He confesses his guilt constantly. He sinned against Uriah and with Bathsheba, although according to the Radak, the public may not have even known what happened. Therefore, he sinned privately, but Hashem knows, L'cha levadcha chatasi. Hashem revealed his sin for posterity through Sefer Shmuel, and according to the Medrash Shochar Tov, David pleads for forgiveness so that the power of Teshuvah can be illustrated to all of Klal Yisrael. I want to be that model. L'man titztak bidavrecha tizke b'shavtecha. The words of the Torah that present the gift of Teshuvah will be illustrated, and Hashem's words will be proven true. The Torah tells us, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. These words are an invitation for us to return to Hashem. David says, if you grant me forgiveness, the words will ring true, particularly, says Rashi, for those people that may question, what use is Teshuvah for me anyway? Hashem knows the intention of his sin and nothing can be hidden from Hashem. L'cha levadcha chatasi. Recall that Nasan tells David Hashem's message, Ki ata asisa basaser. You sinned privately. It was concealed from the public. David sinned basaser, but then David tells us that nothing we do is really private. L'cha levadcha chatasi. I sinned against you, God, and nothing can be hidden from you. And in reality, any sin we do, whether private or public, sometimes we ourselves are not even aware of our motivations. The full scope of sin and any actions we do are only known to God. L'cha levadcha chatasi. We are not aware of the subconscious variables that may play into the choices that we make, which is why we need Hashem's assistance. Only Hashem knows what motivates me to say that piece of Lashon Hara, or what motivated me to resist doing that chesed or any other infraction that we may do. I confess the sin and I admit that only Hashem truly knows the intimate details. I can make every excuse in the book. It was my upbringing. I was the middle child. I need to protect myself. Hashem is the ultimate judge and Hashem knows the backstory. So on the one hand, it might be a terrifying thought that Hashem really knows my motivations. But on the other hand, Hashem understands all the mitigating circumstances. But at the end of the day, David says, I sinned against you, and I take full responsibility. Hein ba'avon chalalti ubechet yachamasni imi in Pasuk Zion 7. It's a difficult pasuk, but the gist is that I am a human being. And according to most mefarshim, meaning that man is born with a yetzer hara, with the evil inclination, and we spend our entire lives attempting to fight our urges. David is telling us that this struggle is part of the human condition, but any struggle that Hashem gives us means that it is not insurmountable. And every day we have struggles with our Yetzer Hara. David had this struggle and thought that what he was doing was Hashem's will. He didn't even realize he did anything wrong until Nasan pointed it out. But you, Hashem, helped me understand my true essence. David realizes that despite any excuses he could give, which we said Chazal provide for us, he made a huge miscalculation, and he understands that he needs to understand himself more so that he could avoid future similar mistakes. In Pasuk Ches 8, Hein emes chafatzta batuchos ubasasum chachma todieni. Hashem desires that we are truthful in our insides, our kishkas. And Hashem, please reveal your wisdom in my innermost places of my heart. meaning, as we have said, we just don't know what unconscious dynamics contribute to our choices. Hashem knows, and David says, please let me understand myself. You are sending Nasan to let me know what I did wrong was the greatest gift I could have received. This is just one of many examples of David HaMelech's greatness and humility. He could have simply silenced Nasan by kicking him out, or worse, putting him to death. Remember how the Nevi'im were not necessarily popular people during the time of the Melachim and could have been in the king's crosshairs when they relayed uncomfortable messages of the need to do tshuva. But not so, David HaMelech. You know, no one wants to hear that they messed up. We would rather sweep it under the rug because it's hard to hear criticism. But David welcomed it. You think about any good professional. It may feel good to go home at the end of your training day when you're training to be a professional and not hear any negative feedback. But does it really help you become the best professional you could be? A serious professional in training and even beyond welcomes the feedback so they could be the best physician or therapist or electrician. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work like that in our personal lives. We don't want to hear advice or negative feedback, even from those people that know us and love us. Our parents, our siblings, as we get older, our children. David teaches us that sometimes the best gift we can receive is a good look in the mirror from someone that really knows us. In David's case, he received the feedback from Hashem via Nasan HaNavi. In our case, we have other messengers in our lives. We just have to hear their messages and be brave enough to let the messages sink in. In Psukim 9 and 10, Yud and Tes, David continues to ask for more cleansing and for the melancholy from his sin to be transformed to the simcha of connection with Hashem. And in Yud Aleph, he begs Hashem to hide his face from his sin and to erase the sin completely. Haster panecha mechata'ai v'chol avonosai mechei. We typically ask Hashem not to hide his face from us, as David HaMelech has asked elsewhere, Al taster panecha mimeni, don't hide your face from me. And here, David is begging Hashem to indeed hide his face, but not necessarily from him, but to separate the sin from the sinner. Don't look at my sin. Haster panecha mechata'ai. In Yud Beis and Yud Gimel 12 and 13, the beautiful familiar words, Lev Tahar Birali Elokim, V'ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi, please Hashem create for me a pure heart once again, a spirit that is ready to do your bidding. Parenthetically, the Pasuk is read Birali Elokim with Eshva, a Lashon Sivoy, please Hashem create, versus Barali Elokim, Hashem created in the past. It's a common mistake, I have to be honest, one that I have made for many years. But anyway, let's move on. Al tashlicheni milfanecha v'ruach katshecha al tikach mimeni. Do not cast me out of your presence or take your Holy Spirit away from me. And according to the Sfarno, what does it mean, v'ruach nachon chadesh bekerbi, which we said in the previous pasuk, muchan lahavin ulaharos. I want a spirit that will be ready to understand and to teach others. When I am able to learn from others, I am able to teach others by example. This is a tefillah that is relevant to anyone who just wants to make a change. Help me create a new mindset and perspective that will allow my heart and mind to be open to instruction. A friend of mine who is a psychologist told me that years ago, her supervisor gave her the best advice. Don't beat yourself up for not being able to help someone who does not want to be helped. David is begging Hashem to assist him in not being that person. He wants the messages to penetrate because the last thing he wants is more distance. Al tashlicheni milfanecha v'ruach katshecha al tikach mimeni. Hashem, please don't throw me from before you. Remember, David's essence has always been that he wants closeness. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem, osa avakesh, what's the one thing I want? Shifti b'veis Hashem. I want to sit in God's house. I want to be close to Hashem. Let us move to Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, Hashem Sevasai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehilasecha. David's words are used for posterity as we begin our prayers of Shemona Esrei. We don't always know the words to say. I don't know what else I can say, but God, please open my lips so that I will have the right words to sing your praises. How ironic, isn't it, that David is worried that he won't have the right words to say, yet it is his words that are used in so much of our tefillah? In Yud Ches and Yud Tes, 18 and 19, David reinforces what we just learned in our last parak. He knows that Hashem does not want insincere sacrifices. Ki lo sachpot zevach ve'etena, ola lo sirtze. So what does Hashem want? Zivchei Elokim, ruach nishbara, lev nishbar v'nitzke, Elokim lo sivze. Hashem wants to see our sincerity, our broken spirit, our broken heart. Those things Hashem will not despise. Not so that we are so broken that we are paralyzed, but a humble and broken heart that is the result of humility and honesty. A broken heart that allows us to move forward and recalibrate, because there is nothing more precious and whole than a broken heart. Remember the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu broke after the Chet HaEgel? The Nesiv HaShalom explains that Moshe Rabbeinu threw the luchos down, Hashem's literal handiwork, after seeing Bnei Yisrael sin with the golden calf, because he realized that the people needed to see the shattered luchos in order to shatter their hearts. Their shattered hearts would move them to teshuvah, to repentance. And indeed, these shattered luchos were not discarded. They were preserved in the Aron under the new set of luchos because of what they represented. The lev nishbar v'nidkeh. Our broken hearts allow us to rebuild and press the restart button. This can be said of our relationship with Hashem as well as with others. Humility and contrition are part of the healing process. The last two psukim, David sings about the future when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Ibn Ezra actually has an interesting opinion about these two psukim. Feel free to look it up. But putting that aside, David sings about the future rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the first, second, and third time when we will be able to once again offer sincere sacrifices that are authentic and represent our true desire to dedicate ourselves to the service of Hashem. Hey Tiva Birtzoncha es Tzion, Tivnecho Mos Yerushalayim, with your will do good to Tzion, build the walls of Yerushalayim, Az Tachpot Zivchei Tzedek Ola V'Chalil, Az Ya'alu Al Mizbachacha Parim, so that you will desire our karbonos. This is a very intense parak, and it's a very relevant parak of Teshuvah. Contrition and broken hearts are all part of the repair process. David HaMelech, who is a warrior, who stands up to enemies and has the self-esteem and the boldness to lead his people and to take stands when necessary, he is also bold enough to feel completely humbled before Hashem. He is the warrior that has no issues exposing his broken heart and his desire to do tshuva for all to see. He teaches us that we cannot go it alone, and if we want true change, we need to ask Hashem for help in bringing purity into our lives. Lev Tahar Birali Elokim. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilu Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.